Number three, on the white line, krim beitza, the fourth color of the membrane of a white egg, that would not bother me. Lekasha, the fourth color, the egg, I understand it has its starfish. Why? Even though true that its av says is to above krim beitza is number four, its av says is number two, so you're jumping twice, you're jumping a color. Av agav the krim beitza mititoi de says, even though it's two below says, still I would understand that the krim beitza could be mitzarif with its av with says. Why? I am skipping Sidhechel in between. Because Rachman Omar, the verse is clearly, Velas Eis, Velas Apachas. So it says that Eis has a tuffle, has a secondary thing to it. So there's a rebuy that Eis has a tolda. That Apachas means Tfelin of Eis. That Eis, the second color, this white wool, has a tolda to it that could be the staff with it. Afagav the mancha minei tuva, even though it's two colors below it, still there's a ribui akro here. So now Rabbi Kiva does not argue on this ribui. For I say, it says clearly, for la seis la tapachas. Even though right after it says la beheris, Rabbi Kiva doesn't dash in tapachas la beheris, it's only ribui and seis. So for seis, the second color, again, of the white wool, here the Torah says clearly that it has its tolda. That even though its tolda is number four on the list, it's two below number two, still number four is mitzvah with number two. So therefore, krum beya will not bother me where could it be mitzvah with. There's a special ribi akroa for las eis, for las apachas. Sapachas means a tuffle, a secondary to the seis, that even though its secondary is way below its number four, still you could put number four together with number two. It's a special because they are suppressive. So therefore, krum beitza is not bothering me, number four, where did it start with? Ella, but the only thing that's bothering me is sid heichel kasha. That's what's bothering us. Number three, the white line, what is it start with? It can't be start with seis, number two, because it's not the tolda of seis. Let it be start with its av of beheris. It's two below, it's below two. It's not number, it's number three, together is number one, but the key though, you can't put together three with one. It has to only be three with two, and that can't go. Selamachvatim, like Rebbe Kiva. Our mission is not like Rebbe Kiva. As a quote from Rebbe Kiva, we do not sid a tolda only of the Harris, but a quote from Rebbe Kiva, sid is a tolda even of Seis. So therefore, number three would be mitzvah with number two. Because he will hold, not like our Mishnah, that Sid is a told of both. In other words, there are two of us. There's Beheris and there's Seis. There's the white snow and there's the Lovin, the white wool. And then the Torah says a Tolda, two Toldas, to which one applies to both of them. The white line and the egg goes upon both of them. So therefore, it's very good. Each one has its starfish. The third number, Sid, could be starved with number two, with Seis, because according to Rebbe Kiva, Sid is a tolder of faith. That's the machlokes in our Mishnah and Rebbe Kiva. So our time is not like Rebbe Kiva. Okay. Elam machvata masnisim like Rebbe Kiva. Our Mishnah talk is not like Rebbe Kiva. Now the Gemara asks, "Veheiche shamin and Rebbe Kiva zul lemalam izu." Where did we hear that Rebbe Kiva b'chlal said such a lashon that the hitzpafres that we put these maras together is only one above the other? You cannot skip one. Where did he say this? He didn't say it outright clearly. Even if you want to tell me, from a diok, may you heard the time of that we learned. We learned like this. Amar Rabbi Yosef, verse says over, that Shoal Yeshua Benoi Shrebbe Kiva, this is Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcho, Rabbi Kiva is also called Korcho, not Boltzvah, but it's Rabbi Kiva, Shoal Yeshua Benoi Shrebbe Kiva, not Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's son, Rabbi Yeshua asked his father, asked Rabbi Kiva like this, Mifnei Ma'omru, why was it said Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shemarba? Why do we say such a lashon in the Mishnah that Maris Negoyim Atu Shemarba? Well, the Susi, what he meant to ask. Tomorrow we'll soon explain what he really meant to ask. But he meant to say it clearly. Let us just say a statement. Anything whiter than the krum of an egg is Tomei. What do you have to say four different colors for? Say the least. And we'll say a statement. Anything above the krum of a beitz is tummy. What do we have to have four different colors for? That was the question, really, he asked his father.
All right, the turnover.
So so far, the son asked the question, what does the Mishnah have to say, Shnayim Shemava? Omar Lei, so his father said back to his son, V'yimlav Mayim, what do you want the Tanakh to tell us? The Tanakh is teaching us now the four colors of Marath Goyim. What kind of question is that? So the son explained himself. I meant to say is, Yomu, let the Tanakh say, Mikrum Beitz and Malatome. Let the Tanakh say clearly. Like we say, Lelim Mishan Lelim Tamid, the Dorak Etzera. So was the question. Let us say, Yomu, it could, like Rashi says, Lelim Mishan Lelim Tamid, the Dorak Etzera. He's supposed to say things short. You remember it better. Let the Tanakh say shortly that Mikrum Beitz and Malatome. Any white color on your body, size of a grist, size of a penny, if it's whiter, then the krim, even the krim of the beitz, that's white, and above is tamei. Why do we have to say by riches shnayim shemava the whole Torah is here? So Amalei, so Rabbi Kiva answered back and said, "Learn to teach us, so mitzvah from zim zit. Teach us alocha tzirich that one color is mitzvah with the other one."
So that's why it says all four colors to teach us that one is mitzvah with the other. Amalei, still the son answered back, "The yomru mikrim beitz lemala tamei." When the star from Zem there, still they should have said Belechim Ketzera. Should have said that the small, the lowest, the white of an egg, anything above that is Tomei, and then the shades are Mestach one with the other. On Malay, so the father of Kiva and Sadaka says, Enechnami, Leimeloch, the reason why it said clearly the four different colors is that Kol Kayin, Shein Aboki Behen, Uvish Mesehen, any kohen does not a bucket, does not know clearly the names of these negayim. Any royas negayim, he should not look at a nega. Whether it's for kohen to pass and look at the goyim, he has to be a bucket. He has to know clearly all these halachas. That's what the son asked the father, and that's what the Akiva answered back. So now the diak we're making it like this: the ilu, but misit heichel lemale lekoma. The son did not ask, but let it say misit heichel. Let it say the third color and upwards lemale. Now, since he did not say this, but he only said, let it say, Mikrim Beitzalam Alam, Shemaminu the Shmuel of Kiba, here's the proof that the son heard from his father, Rabbi Kiba, the Yom HaKuni Lebahadi says, Mitzvahim. That will be said, not like our Mishnah, not that right there is a Beharis and it has its told of Sid, but rather there's the Av, Rashi learns of Beharis. That's the Av, and that does not have any told us, according to Rabbi Kiva. And then they say that's the second line, the second half. Now the two todas of Sid and Krima Beitzim, they are both todas of Seis. Therefore it's very good that Sid has its tarfus with Seis, because it's number 3 to number 2, and it's a toda of Seis. That's the proof that since it did not say definitely Krim and separately Sid, Shema Mina, that both of them is a toda of Seis. Zmar says no, Viduma maybe says Vitoldoso, Beres Vitoldoso. Maybe what he meant to his father said, maybe for this alone, there's no proof. Maybe he meant to say the father true that there are two different Toldos to two different others. Maybe the Harris has its Toldos, and the Seis has its Toldos. Familiar with not so clearly, not like our Mishnah.
Unto the Kiva, both Toldos apply to the others. And therefore, Mitzvah from Zeh Zeh means Zeh Lemalem Zeh. Samora says, no, what's the proof? Vidulma may be Seis Vitoldosa. Teheris Vitoldosa, again, who told you, who said that? Maybe also agrees. Seis has its Tolda. It has Krum Beta. Teheris Vitoldosa. Teheris has only its Tolda. So again, from here alone, we don't have any proof that Rabbi Kiva learns that Mamas is its Tarfus. Zelamala Mizu, that there are four different colors, and each one goes above the other one. It could be maybe, even Kripa the Kiva, that he also agrees there are separate toldas. That the tolda of the Harris is Badafka Asid, and the tolda of Seis is Badafka Krumbeta. So we don't have any clear proof from this statement what Kripa the Kiva holds. We want to say, he holds only 3 to 2 and can't jump one. From this statement, we don't have any proof. Elvigmar says rather, Midi Rabbi Chanina. We have the proof from Rabbi Chanina's Russia. Tiyom Rabbi Chanina, Chanina says like this, Moshe to Rabbi Kiva, What's the example of Rabbi Kiva that he says mitzvah from zeh lezeh, these four colors? Lama davadim, what is it like? It lama davadim, what is it like? Li'arbor kaisos shacholof. You have four different cups of milk. Four different cups of milk here. And it's like this. Echad nochel teichoi shtei tipin shadam. In one cup, only two drops of blood fell in. Still looks pretty white. V'yechad nochel teichoi arba tipin shadam. Fell four drops of blood. It doesn't look so white. It's less white. As we prove according to the Kiva, each color is less than the one above. V'yechad the third cup, nochel teichoi shmeina. Eight drops of blood. So it looks even less white than the number two. And the fourth, V'yechnafotoychoi, shtei mesre, 12 tipin. For Yamla, some say no, that wouldn't make enough of a difference. Since it's so red already, you have to have more, shei mesre tipin. It has to be 16 drops fell in. Right? Shekula maris lubinhein. They're all white colors. Ela, shezu lemala mezu, bezu lemala mezu. That's what he said the mashkal of Rabbi Kiva is. To see according to Rabbi Kiva, here's the proof that these four colors are four different scales. One is whiter than the other one. There's number one, that's white like snow, that's Paris. Then there's number two, seis, white like wool. Then number three, lime. And number four is the egg.
Does that mean he doesn't believe in
Pesach? Svar says no. Ey, medishamad lev Rabbi Kiva, when do you hear the tradition of Kiva? The Pesach. Maybe he's only saying the nega of Pesach. That's the next Mishnah, the next part of the Mishnah in the Goyim. Pasuk means, where it's mixed up, Adamdun, the Pasuk says, where there's some red and the white. The Torah talks about two different marrows in the Goyim. One is where it's pure white, that's what we're talking about until now. And then there's another neg of Pasuk, means there's a mixture, that there is some red in that white. Versus Pasuk means, Murufu, nega loven Adamdun, that there's red in the white. Hakosu b'Torah, Torah says like that. Maybe here this Rav Kana is only saying a mashal how Rav Kiva would learn the nega of posuch, but not the nega of choluk, pure white. But the choluk, where the nega is pure white, mishamadle, did you hear that Rav Kiva should say also that there are four different categories here? The chitel, maybe you tell me, yes, ki heichi di shamadle the posuch. The same way they hear clearly according to Rabbi Kiva, the pasuk a mixture. There are four different colors. One is above the other. Maybe hochi shamad. The same way we also hear the choluk, that by the four white colors, there are again four madregas, one above the other. Now, so maybe that's a proof. Someone says no. Over pasuk gufa mishamad lei. Even by the mixture, the nega that has a mixture that has some white red in the white. Did you hear clearly that he holds up four different colors? For a time you will learn like this. When in that mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Adam dem, Shebezer v'Shebezer, the red in this and in that, Ki yayin hamozer b'mayim. It looks like water, wine diluted in water. That's what it looks like. Elo shel beheres azek kishelik, only that the white spot, that's white, the beheres, the whitest, that's like snow. Vishel Sid Dayamenu and long.
And from Sid, that's a little bit darker than Beharis. So it comes out, what comes after Beharis? He says clearly, Shniyala is like Sid. So it's mashma that the Tolder of Beharis is Sid, because the Mar says, the Yemisa.